are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Verse 13, the Bible says Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Who is Jesus tonight to you? Who is Jesus in our world tonight? Is he still all powerful, or is he a small little Jesus? I want you to know he's alive tonight. Jesus Christ is risen from the grave. Come on. I want you to know tonight he has the keys of hell and death. Somebody say amen and give the Lord a praise. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Well, that's an amazing passage of scripture. "I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." We understand that all truth is parallel. We do understand that whatever happens in the natural world has its origination in the spirit world. So if we want to change things in our natural world, we have to deal with the spiritual forces, the opposition behind what is happening. So as believers, we must know how to change what is coming against us. As believers, we must know how to deal with spiritual opposition, how to deal with a force behind the person, how to deal with the origin of the attack. Remember, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So when people attack you, that attack originated in the spirit. A demonic force influenced a person, suggested into a person's mind to attack you. Wars has its origin in the spirit dimension. Well, God gives us the authority to stop all negatives in the spirit dimension. Say a good amen. We need to know how to bind the strong man. Whatever is against you, in your marriage, your business, your finances, your health, you have the authority to decree and to declare. You have the authority to bind the devil's power. Amen. A lot of people talk about the devil. We should not talk about the devil. Woody donkey is up on the like a dung. Old MacDonald had a farm. Hee-ya, hee-ya, ho. And on his farm he had a devil. Hee-ya, hee-ya, ho. Here a devil, there a devil, everywhere a devil. We're not going to talk about the devil. We're going to bind the devil. Amen. We're not going to live devil conscious. We're going to live Christ conscious. But when the devil shows up, we better know how to deal with a devil in our lives, because we have the authority. Amen. We're not going to question God. We're not going to go into a place of indecision when the storms come, because we were born for battle. And we know that God promises us the victory before the battle. So whatever battle you may be facing, God guarantees you the victory. But you cannot sit placid. You cannot be passive and do nothing. You cannot wait for God to move while God has given you the authority. God has given you the power. In our universities, we have the authority. Not those who are inciting people to violence. We have the authority. In our nation, we have the authority. The church has the authority in the world today. Say, "I have the authority." Well, you could be kidding me. Say it again. Say, "I have the authority." Say it again. Say, "I have the authority. Whatever I bind," point at yourself, "on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose, release on earth is loosed in heaven." So rather than talking about money ain't coming, you need to release money. You need to speak to money. You need to release opportunity. You need to release your angels to work on your behalf. Come on, say amen. You need to release promotion. When you get a demotion, you need to prepare yourself for a promotion. And you need to go home and not say, "Honey, I'm about to lose my job." You have to go to home and have a praise party and say something good is about to happen, because Satan is attacking us. And I know when the devil speaks, he speaks of lies. Good things are heading my way. The best is yet to come. So Jesus makes it very clear. He says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." Thank God that we are part of a glorious church, a triumphant church. The church Jesus is building is not a get-by church. It's not a struggling church. It's not a hold-the-fort mentality church. It is a church of dominion, a church that should occupy, a church of power, a church of authority, a church that exercises dominion in this world. Remember when God created Adam, God made him to have dominion. God called him to rule, and God called him to reign. So God wants you to subdue circumstances. God wants you to have dominion in your world, and I'm going to talk about that tonight, how to have dominion, how to use your keys in Jesus' name. How many of you need something to change in your life? Amen. Because there are some things you have to bind, some things you have to loose in your life. Pastors, believing God for land, believing God for facilities, buildings. You have the authority in Cape Town to loose the right piece of land. Stellenbosch, you have the authority. In Durban, you have the authority. That thing that has been coming against you, you have the authority to bind with those spirits that have started that legal lawsuit against you. You have the authority. I mean, the Bible says whatever you bind. Whatever means whatever. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So let's talk about four things. We never got through them this morning. Number one, Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth. Say, Jesus is still in control. Say it. Say it as if you believe it. Say, Jesus is still in control of my life. So even if the country goes in junk status, which I believe it won't, we still have a future because Jesus is still on the throne. Hallelujah. We will still have jobs. We will still make money in 2017. As a matter of fact, we're going to explode in 2017. Say a good amen in Jesus' name. Matthew 28 verse 18, Jesus said, came to them and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Again, all authority. It's like people think the devil is in control one day and God is in control the other day. No. When Jesus defeated Satan, he rose from the grave with the keys of hell and death, and he said, all authority belongs to me both in heaven and in earth. So authority is greater than power. The traffic cop stops the 30-ton truck who has power because the traffic cop has authority. You have authority to stop the works of the devil in your life. Jesus has all authority, not the devil. The devil is defeated. The devil has no power. He's not a roaring lion. The Bible says he is as a roaring lion. He's a fake. He's an imitator. But he has been stripped of all his power and authority. And the only authority that he has today in your life is the power and the authority of deception. Through auto-suggestion, he whispers in your ear, you believe the lie, you live in deception, and you give Satan a vehicle or a vessel to operate through in planet Earth. So Jesus clearly stripped the devil of all his power, all his authority. He defeated Satan openly, the Bible says. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse number 16, the Bible says, those who see the devil one day will gaze at him and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble and who shook kingdoms? As a matter of fact, it is when the devil is exposed, who is defeated, kicked out of heaven already. When people see the devil, they're going to stand in amazement and say, is this the one? Not, is this the one? It's like, is this the one? Because he operates illegally. He has been defeated. He has no legal authority over you. Jesus destroyed his authority over you. Say a good amen. Colossians 2 verse 15, the Bible says, he disarmed principality and power and made a public show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. Come here quickly, Pastor Andre. No, with your iPad. Let's say your iPad is your weapon. You come against me. Your weapon. I disarm you. I take your iPad. You no longer have the iPad. I have the iPad. You are disarmed. You have no arms against me except what I put back in your hand. You can lie. You can deceive. You can suggest in my mind, but the devil has been disarmed. That's the Bible. Publicly, Jesus spoiled all principality, all power. So the devil is not that powerful. You have authority over the power of the devil. You talk to some people and they say, oh, Pastor, under the circumstances, I'm doing okay. What are you doing under the circumstances if you are in Christ? And the Bible says Christ is above all principality, power, might, and dominion. You are not below, you are above. You are not the foot, you are the head. Come on. You are not going under, you are going over. Because even the least in the body of Christ is greater than the devil. The greater one lives on the inside of you. So say it again. Say, I have the authority. Amen. I believe too many people allow things in their lives that they should not. It's like you have a car, a beautiful brand new car, and you are given the keys, but you never put the keys. Well, you don't have to do it today. You have to push the button in many of the cars. But let's say the cars a few years ago, you still have to put the key in the ignition. But you can put the key in the ignition. If you don't turn it, the engine won't start. So people have keys, but they're going nowhere because they don't use the keys. They're still talking to God and say, give me a car, give me a car. God said, I've given you the car. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. I've blessed you with all spiritual blessing. I have redeemed you from the curse of the law that the blessing of Abraham might come upon you. You have been blessed. You have been redeemed. You are not under a curse any longer. You are under the blessing. But to walk in the blessing, to progress in the blessing, you have to use the key. The authority that God gave you. The authority over your family. The authority over your home. The authority over your business. The authority over your church, pastor, over your zone, over your district, over the member. Not to dominate people, but to subdue principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We have the authority. Say it again, because you're never going to doubt it again in your life. Not there in Cape Town, not there in Durban, not there in Pretoria when all hell breaks loose against you. You are going to remember you have the authority. You can stop the attack of the devil. You can bind the power of the devil. You can bind the devil's operation in your life. Say a good amen and give the Lord one more praise. Hallelujah. So at the cross, Jesus defeated the devil. At the cross, he publicly stripped the devil of all his authority. He disarmed him. Revelation chapter 1, he said, I have the keys of hell and death. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8, had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So what Satan thought was his masterstroke was God's genius. In Christ being crucified, God defeated the devil. And on the cross, when Jesus gave up the spirit and descended into hell first, he stripped the devil of all authority, took from the devil the keys of hell and death, and he came back to the earth. And in Matthew 28, he said, all authority in heaven and earth is mine. Now he goes on, which brings me to number two. He gave this authority to you and me, meaning he no longer has the keys. He's not sitting in heaven with the keys, because the keys do not work in heaven. The key works on the earth. The devil cannot work on the earth without a person yielding to him. So God cannot work in this world without a person yielding to him. So when Jesus went into the heavens, he said, all authority is in heaven and earth is mine. You go therefore. So what did he do? He gave him. Now you're no longer the devil. Put it away. You are now a disciple. Jesus gave him the keys. So when, walk with me. So when he faces an attack, when the enemy attacks and harasses his children, when the enemy attacks his marriage, his physical health, who has the authority? People pray to Jesus, oh Jesus, help, help. Jesus says, stay there. Jesus, the advocate, sitting at the right hand of the Father, Jesus says, I will strengthen you, I will comfort you through the Holy Ghost, but I no longer have the authority in the earth. I'm in heaven. I gave you the power. We're going to talk about that. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have the power, but the power is meaningless if you don't understand the authority that you have, if you don't use the authority that God gave you. So you can stay in the same place for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, because you never turn the key. You never use the authority, and you look to God, and you think God is not answering you, whilst God already answered you. God already gave you dominion. God created you to walk in dominion. God gave you the power through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But more than that, he gave you the authority. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So rather than talk about your husband at a tea party, you better pray for your husband. You better decree. You better declare over your husband. Decree and declare over the future. Come on, say a good amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, I want to read it again, verse 19, he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You bind. You loose. So if you're not binding anything, nothing is being bound. I mean, if the dog comes into your yard, you have to chase him out. Or he's going to make a lot of landmines all over your garden. And if you allow him, he's going to come into your house and he's going to lift his legs against your furniture, and there's going to be the smell of that dog in your house, and you can complain, you can murmur, you can phone your mother, you can phone your husband, you can phone everybody and talk about what is happening in your life, but the dog is going to stay in your life until you do something about it. Whatever you bind on earth, he's bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we're going to talk about it a lot next week, how to physically release this authority through the word, the spoken word, how to release your power. Because there's a lot of sad Christians. There's a lot of silent Christians. There's a lot of thumb-sucking Christians who sit in a corner somewhere, nursing, cursing, and rehearsing their setbacks, and they wonder, why me, Lord? What have I ever done? You've done nothing wrong. But the day you are born again, you are in a spiritual battle. And you must understand what Jesus gave you. Because Hosea 4 verse 6, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There's no excuse for ignorance. You have the authority. You have the power. We'll talk about that next week. But you have something greater. You have the authority. But if you do not exercise the authority, it is meaningless. The devil will plunder your goods. Satan will steal from your life. Satan will kill. Satan will delay things in your life. Satan will stop the property in Cape Town from manifesting, because you are not putting your feet down and you are decreeing and declaring by the word of your mouth in the name of Jesus Christ what God has promised you. You stand your ground. You have the authority to release a piece of land, to lose 5 hectares of property, to release buildings, come on, to release the right wife in Jesus' name. Say amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, it's like people wait for the breakthrough, which never comes. So the revivalists come and they want the revivalists to pray for them. And that's okay. We can fan the flame, but you still have to use the key. You still have to get up and use the key. Turn it. Turn it. Loose. Loose some things. You have to turn it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. You have to turn it. You have to loose some things in your life. You have to bind some things. Loose some negative emotions. Bind some negative emotions. Bind the devil. Bind every wicked thought. Bind every vain imagination. They don't go by themselves. How many of you know? If you go to bed depressed, you wake up and you don't deal with that depression, you'll wake up more depressed tomorrow. If you go to bed feeling miserable, you'll feel more miserable the next day. So you are the gatekeeper. You stop those thoughts from nesting in your head. You bind them. I bind you, Satan. I bind those thoughts of defeat. I bind those negative thoughts. I cast them down in Jesus' name. I bind those thoughts of rejection. I bind those thoughts of hatred. I bind those thoughts of sickness and disease in my body. I bind them. And I release upon myself the life of God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Release the word of God. The challenge is that most Christians never say anything concerning their future. And we were created by God to operate in this earth as God operates himself. I give you the keys of the kingdom, the keys that unlock. Keys are the control. Keys open or closes things. People wait for God to open and close things, but now God's given you the authority. You have the key to open, to close. I mean, power of attorney. Power of attorney means that you can act in somebody else's stead as if they were acting themselves. So if you buy a property, you give somebody a letter of power of attorney. They sign on your behalf. Well, we are called to act in his behalf. To act in Jesus' stead in this world as if Jesus himself was acting. That is authority. That is delegated authority, power of attorney, kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, God's modus operandi. How does God operate? God calls things that be not as though they were. God spoke the heavens into being. God prophesied light and there was light. God spoke heaven into existence. God spoke creation into existence. Listen to what people say today. South Africa is heading for junk status. They speaking it into existence. I'll never get a job. They're speaking it into existence. I'm never going to get married. They speak it into existence. You were created in the likeness of God to act like God acts on planet Earth, as Adam was. Every time you open your mouth, you are binding things in your life and you are loosing things in your life. Every time you open your mouth, you are binding things in your life and you are loosing things in your life. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. So you're not in a good place, so you say, I'm not in a good place. The Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. So nothing is happening in your life, so you say nothing is happening in your life, so nothing happens in your life, because you are saying nothing is happening in your life, so nothing happens because you are saying nothing is happening, and next week nothing is happening because you say nothing is happening. You're never using the key. You're never using the authority that operates through your mouth. The key operates through your mouth. I gave you authority. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So the average Christian doesn't have a confession list. I'm not criticizing you, but that's your authority. I mean, sometimes I climb in my car 20, 30 times a day, and every time I have to turn the ignition because I want to go from point A to B. So people use the key once in a while. They stuck. Every time you want to move forward, you have to turn the key. Amen. Decree and declare. Impact the spirit world every time. Every time you're going to go to another level, you have to speak. Call things that be not as though they were. Not speak the problem. Amen. Not speak the problem. Not say, well, students don't want to serve God. Says who? You speak the opposite. Because when Satan speaks, he speaks a lie. We do not believe the lies of the devil. We believe the promises of God. So if the devil whispers in your ear, you can say, hallelujah, I have an amen. Satan just told me I'm not going to make it, so I know I'm going to make it. Satan told me I'm going down, so I know I'm going over. I'll be the head and not the tail. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm above only, and I will not be near. Come on, somebody shout, yeah, or amen, or anything in Jesus' name. You've got to use the key. You've got to use the key. You're on fire for God, your spouse is not. You're not going to backslide with your spouse. You use the key. Amen. You speak to her spirit. You will serve God. You will have a heart that is after God. You will serve the Lord, your God, in Jesus' name. When a child rebels, you will not accept it. You use the key. You bind that rebellion in the heart of your child. Loretta and I did that all our lives. When we saw the devil mess with our children, we'd come together, pray the prayer of agreement. Because when God talks the second time, again, I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He speaks about two things. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And he talks about the prayer of agreement. Two are better than one. One puts 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. We would gather together and we would pray for a child, and we would bind the devil, and we would bind people that try to have a relationship with our children. We bind that spirit that is behind them in the name of Jesus. Render the devil harmless and ineffective against my family in the name of Jesus. Cast the devil out. Well, the person may still be sitting there. It doesn't matter. I cast the devil out, and then the person is going to follow. It may take a few months, but the person is going to follow in the name of Jesus. Your situation will change if you will use your authority, if you will address the problem in the spirit. Are you listening to me in Jesus' name? You stop agreeing with everybody about an economy that's not vibrant and say, my business is blessed. Oh, good things are happening in my business. Even if your bank balance is zero, contracts are coming. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor, that sounds like a lie. It's not a lie. You call things that be not as though they were. That's how the faith of God operates. People are coming. Leaders are coming. Church planters are coming. Souls are coming. Come on. Fruitfulness is coming. Abundance is coming. An explosion is coming. A husband is coming. A wife is coming. A child is coming. A barren womb will be blessed. A job is coming. A promotion is coming. You have the keys in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't live by the law of the land. You do not walk by the law of the government. You walk by the law of faith. You walk by the word of God. You live by the word of God. You are part of a greater kingdom. You speak the word of God. You use the authority God gave you. And you release whatever God promises you. Say amen and give the Lord one more praise. Hallelujah. I mean, we need to be careful not to build our lives upon experience or other people's experiences. He promises that he gives us the keys. Each and every one of us. Pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender all to you. I give myself back to you. Thank you for loving me in spite of me. Thank you for loving me because you created me. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I open my heart and I invite you to take your rightful place as my Lord and my Savior. Please wash me in your blood. Forgive my sin. Give me a new beginning. Heal my brokenness. Remove my shame. Thank you for accepting me and for loving me just as I am. Thank you that I can never be the same again because I put my life in your hands. I give you thanks that I'm a child of God forever and ever. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.